So what's the context of the Christian world in which these crusades are taking place? Well, we have a pope who is named Urban II, and he's going to give a speech in which he is going to call the crusade, declare the crusade. This is almost at the end of the 11th century, the 1000s. And when we look at his speech, the first problem is that we can't look on YouTube. There is no version of his speech that's a reading copy. Sometimes we know what people say, but most of the time what we have are what are called a reportata, notes that were taken at the event and then written up afterwards. So we're not quite sure precisely the words he used, but all of the accounts agree on the major points. Good enough. What were his stated reasons for calling this crusade? 3. The first was to help Alexius. He was the Byzantine emperor. And remember that the emperor in the east, in Constantinople, claims to be the heir going all the way back to Constantine. The Roman Empire, Alexius says, is alive and well and living in Constantinople. However, it might not be that alive and that well if those Muslims on the corner come over the walls. So please, Western Bishop of Rome, help. The Muslim Turks are near Constantinople. Now, it's kind of interesting that the Western Pope has been in competition with the Byzantine Emperor for some time, and in fact, the Patriarch of Constantinople and the Bishop of Rome excommunicated each other in the year 1054, so maybe this is a bit of a pretext that seems kind of odd. Second stated reason, first, help Alexius. Second, pilgrims who are trying to go to the Holy Land, and there was a fairly nice group of people moving every year from 900 to about this period, not huge numbers, but fairly steady. Pilgrims going to the Holy Land have been blocked, harassed, and attacked. Now, even though it was in the Muslims' best interest to allow Christians to visit the holy places, that could control only the city of Jerusalem itself. Along the way, people could be raided. People could have their stuff stolen. And so, to that degree, Urban is calling this movement to Jerusalem a war of liberation. Let's go and let's release the Holy Land, which are in the hands of the infidel, the unfaithful ones. Well, of course, to Muslims, Christians are the unfaithful ones. So, let us rescue this land from the hands of the infidel. And to that degree, it's a defensive war. Let us defend the pilgrims who are trying to get there and defend the land itself and liberate it. Third, related to that, let us free not only Jerusalem, but the entire region and all the Christians who live there from Muslim rule. Let us free the land of Jesus, not just the city of Jesus, but the region of Jesus from the infidel. And so the people who are there get excited about this. Now, all the people who are there who are listening and the Pope himself have been energized in the last decade when Toledo, which is in the center of the Iberian Peninsula, fell. Now, the Muslims were really, really good warriors. And the first part of the reconquest from the Pyrenees down to about the center of the Iberian Peninsula had been a tough slog. So the taking of Toledo 100 years before, if you said, oh, we're going to take Toledo, people, Christians would have said, that's crazy. There is no way we can beat the Muslims. So the taking of Toledo was a really big thing. It emboldened people. And it said, well, if we can beat the Muslims there, maybe we can beat the Muslims over in the east. And so you have to have these incentives, right? So Urban says, look, we did it over there. Let's do it over here. And let me urge you to go. Let me give you some incentives, right? Because the crusaders would have seen themselves as armed pilgrims. Well, that's an odd phrase, isn't it? In fact, pilgrims were not allowed to carry weapons in this period of time. They could have a staff, however, and everybody knew that the staff often had a sharpened metal point at the end. You know, just to make sure that when you put the staff down, it's stuck in the ground, but not too bad for knocking people down if they're coming towards you anyway. And those pilgrims, armed pilgrims, got the Pope said, the same